This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
This is Good Morning NoCo with Brian Carey and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Everything's a challenge when you're dealing with the Good Morning NoCo team.
Everything's fine.
I'm Tanner Schwint, Brian Carey, my co-host, and this studio just got a lot brighter and much more well-dressed because Linda Winter from Accessories with a Flair and Hair is here. Linda,
hey.
Linda.
So much fun.
I can't see you. There you are.
Oh, my God. Too short.
How are you?
Great.
Yeah?
You?
Couldn't be better.
I know. That's what I've heard all over town.
Couldn't be better.
Oh, yeah, the word is out. It definitely is. But I've got to imagine things start getting a little hot and heavy there at Accessories with a Flair and Hair at this time of year.
Yes.
Number one, we've got the upcoming summer, and, you know, people have fashion in mind of all the things they're going to do there. But the way the Kentucky Derby has grown into such an event. I mean, I always watched it as a kid. It was always, you know, it was always an important sports event.
Right.
But it has become such a social event, hasn't it?
It has. That's the place to be. And, you know, people are coming in and fighting over hats. Not really fighting. But go, well, if you don't want that one, I'll take this one. I had a group of eight ladies from Denver came, bought some. I ship them around to different places. If they can't get here, so...
Really? So people know that you are one to turn to, because we talk about it. What's always impressive, I know you could get your hands on what needs to be, but you always have such a great selection in store.
Well, I try to, because people are wearing hats for weddings and teas and year-round. I even had somebody from Baltimore came and wanted a, what's their colors, purple and black?
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, I'm going to wear this to my next game at home. I said, okay, whatever.
Football, yes. Well done, Linda. I wasn't going to grill you with a bunch of sports questions.
Oh, you can.
I was thinking Orioles. Didn't it have been orange and black? I wasn't going football, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, the Ravens. That's a special type of person to wear one of those hats inside your own home to watch a
football game. No, she was going to the game.
Oh, she was
She's going? More weird.
Yeah, hate to be the person sitting behind her.
That's right.
I have thought of that a lot when I see these hats and all the gals go under the derby, and if two or three of you get together, you have completely blocked out a row.
That's right. Well, you can't even sometimes wear the hat when you're in the car driving, because it's so big it hits the ceiling. Not for me. I'm too short.
Correct. Have you been to the derby before?
No, but I want to. I just go to the parties here.
Me.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Come on. You got to get your husband on that. What's he doing? He's slacking.
Oh, he goes anywhere I tell him.
All right. Oh, yeah, so you're slacking. So you're in charge.
Evidently, yeah.
Okay. So there's a ton of different styles when it comes to derby hats.
Yes.
I dress like a 45-year-old dude every day of the week. This is as casual as you're going to see me dress, because I'm playing golf today. What are the different styles of derby hats, and how do we know what's the right fit for us?
Well, I'll show you. I just happen to have a little bag of them.
All right.
This will be good. Okay.
How would you describe that, Brian?
Let's see if we're close to it first. That's a purple frilly derby hat.
Exactly. And this is one of the small ones.
That's a small one,
yes, because it's all about the hat, as you know.
Yeah, it's got a big kind of a flower tie into the back of it.
Yes, so you can wear it. You got to wear it with attitude, which means it's kind of cocked to the side. Otherwise, you look like you're, I don't know.
It's got attitude written all over it.
Yeah.
There's a certain way to wear. Otherwise, it touches the back of your neck, too.
It looks like if a Gen Z tried to play Doc Holliday in a Western.
Okay, I can go with that.
Too.
Yeah. I was thinking the queen in a frisky mood.
Yeah.
Oh, you would say that. So then, how about this one?
Okay, that's for a dude.
Yes.
Yeah,
and
crush
you know,
it.
this is a fedora. Okay, it's also a wallaroo.
Oh,
which means, yeah.
So you can put it in your suitcase, but you need to wear this on the beach, too. Don't see, the fun thing about the Wallaroos, you can wear them anywhere you go.
Can I tell you what I call those hats?
Go ahead.
Circle of trust here. I call those Tom Norton hats. The former mayor of Greeley.
Yes.
Well, I was playing the Greeley Country Club a couple weeks back, and there's Tom, and he's got that same hat on.
That's right. He's always.
It's a great golf hat. It'd be a great derby hat. That's a good dude's hat. And yes. And the idea that it is that, what's it called, Wallaroo?
Wallaroo. So you can crush it.
Which is really important to be able to throw it in a bag if you're heading down to the beach or anything that, too.
Right.
You can throw it in there.
In your golf bag, too, and this is actually a pretty good point, is that I'm saying that about my own point I'm about to make. I realize that sounded a little narcissistic.
unusual.
Rude. I had a buddy of mine that actually just had... He had a bunch of sunspots because of the golf that he played, and he had to go through a bunch of treatment on that and is having to wear more of the bucket hat. Mm-hmm. That's a stylish bucket hat.
There you go. I was just going to say, you don't want any wrinkles, do you?
No.
No, you can't. You won't.
You want to block that sun out.
That's right. Yep. And if don't do that to yourself. And so then if it doesn't fit your head, there's a drawstring inside. You can make it tighter so the wind doesn't blow it off.
Oh, what if you wanted to put that under your chin and look like one of those dudes?
Well, you could. Well, they make those too with a
little hat. All right.
That's okay.
Yep. Was definitely going to make a comment about that. Okay. I like hat number two. I like the Wallaroo. That's not a hat, Linda.
This is a what? What's it called?
Ah.
That's a
bouquet for your head.
Yes, it is. That's one of those hair thingies.
Fascinator. It's a fascinator.
A fascinator.
Because
it's fascinating.
Yes. Well, the ladies from England, you know, think about them.
I don't.
They wear.
I don't do that often.
Okay. Well, that's okay.
Is this America, Linda?
I know.
I don't know if you heard about the war.
It probably could come back. We never know. But, no, so people don't always want to wear a big hat. This is what you wear. This is a fascinator.
Now, I would be okay sitting behind somebody who had a fascinator on their head.
Okay.
I would say, ma'am, excuse me, there's something on your head.
I know.
It's a bee.
But I would imagine that works out for a lot of people who don't want to commit to the hat and the hat head.
That's right.
Yeah.
They can do that. I'm sure there's certain hairstyles or certain looks where that is going to be much more appropriate for what you're doing.
You'll see this at the real derby also, even bigger, way bigger. I mean, like a giant pancake.
I feel like that would really hurt your head after a while.
No. This is so, look.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, it's
try
soft.
It on, Tanner.
Well, you we will. See. Well, we're going to take some pictures when we're off the air. We're going to all... put these hats on. We got a chance to be a model.
That's right.
Has anyone come up to you and never said, hey, you look like a model?
Actually, yes.
I don't believe you.
Many times.
Yeah. Sure. Throughout the years, you have no idea what magazine it was.
And what
Field
you were wearing.
Field and Stream has been after me for years.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. All right.
It's what you were wearing or you were not wearing. Yeah. I don't want to know about it.
We've got KFK calendars going on.
Oh, my gosh. That'd be fantastic.
I am November and December.
We need to hire more people. Okay, so those are some pretty good options.
See, there you go.
Those are good.
What's neat about that, too, is it's three completely different types of things.
That's right. And what I make sure, since we all go to a lot of the same parties, I only buy one of each style. So don't go there and see somebody in your hat. Oh, my God.
I think if you walk into a party and you're wearing one of these and somebody's got the same hat on as you, you have to fist fight them instantly.
I believe that's true to the death.
Well.
Women don't usually do that, although I've seen these things happen. Maybe Ben.
I
don't know.
I mean, there's got to be something because you don't want to be wearing the same hat as somebody else.
No, you can't.
I love how unique these are, honestly. And the derby. So I've got to be honest. I think after last year, because we had you in for this last year as well, that was maybe the first Kentucky Derby that I've ever watched, like leading up to it.
Oh,
and
really?
Actually,
yeah.
like
it's huge.
You guys know my sentiment on horses. I'm not a horse guy. But I got actually into it last year because of the segment, because we actually picked winners and losers. We did horrible at it. I don't remember if you did any good or not.
I have no idea.
But Brian and I were awful at it, so we're going to be doing that. But you still have hats for people if they're running behind, because it's this Saturday. You've only
got a
couple days. You've still got plenty of hats for people.
Oh, yeah. I'll be there until 2 o'clock when I go to my party.
You're going to be there Saturday till 2?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So what are your hours the next couple of days so that people can...
10 to 5 tomorrow. 2 on Saturday because I'm going to a party.
Yeah, good for you.
I mean, I have to.
Yeah. Do you like mint juleps?
Yes, I do.
You do?
Yes. There is a lady in Greeley that used to work at the Real Kentucky Derby, and she's got the recipe.
Oh.
Yeah.
I still have yet to have a mint julep.
Oh, no, you have to.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, I'm not going to argue that. Have to drink alcohol on a Saturday.
Love it. It'll be your next favorite.
What is in a mint julep? Do we know?
We'll see. I forgot.
I think it's
it's good, though. I like it. Mint leaves are in there for
real. Yeah, I know. You slap the leaf to get the mint flavor going I bet there's like simple syrup and gin. I'm just guessing.
That could be. No, there's got to be Kentucky bourbon.
I don't know that. Okay. Yeah, you know, she's right. It's Kentucky bourbon with sweetened with simple syrup.
Mm-hmm.
This person likes to use minty homemade simple syrup, which you can make ahead with the recipe. Yeah, it looks interesting.
It looks like something you'd choke down and go, oh, that's the Derby, but I'll never drink one any of the other days of the year. It's like eggnog. Who's craving it now?
I love eggnog, man.
Okay, you're that guy.
Yeah.
Wow. Maybe they'll have that at the party you're going to. I don't know.
So water and sugar, mint, ice, and bourbon. It's a simple drink, actually.
It is. And you can get hooked on it. Watch out.
Yeah, it looks like a lot of fun. So go down 801 8th Avenue in downtown Greeley. Look for that red awning. It's Accessories with the Flair and Hair. Men and women's hats down there. It is a lot of fun. It just brings out, you know, we always look for reasons to get together and have a party and have fun. It's a great one to do it because
it is.
You only have to pay attention to for like a minute because that's the one thing, you know, I hear from my wife a lot is I love Super Bowl parties. Doesn't give a damn about the game,
right.
But you also can't get too loud because there are people who are watching. You only got to lock in for like a minute, with the Kentucky Derby.
That's right.
So stop by Accessories with a Flair and Hair. Let's get a break. When we come back on the other side, we're going to make our official predictions. I've got mine too.
Okay.
We're gonna go through the list. We're going to make our official predictions. Who's going to win the Kentucky Derby next on Good Morning NoCo?
There's only one feeling, like lighting that open sign for the first time. Like deciding whether or not to frame that first dollar. Like knowing every customer by name when they walk through the door. Whether you're starting from scratch or from a century of tradition, every business deserves a bank that's been growing communities for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
All right, there are 21 horses scheduled to run in this year's Kentucky Derby. We're joined in the Alo Fiber Studios by Linda Winter with Accessories with a Flair and Hair. We're going to make our predictions on who's going to win this thing. So we'll run through this list.
Linda, you look frightened.
This is just based off of our gut feel. I've already got the winner. I already know. But Dornock or Dornick is one of the horses, 20-1 odds. Sierra Leone is the favorite in this one with 3-1 odds. Mystic Dan is 20-1. It's a weird name. Catching Freedom. I like that name.
That's good.
8-1 odds on that. Catalytic is 30-1. Somebody stole the converter from that one, too.
Those are all the jokes I had ready to go.
That was bad.
Keep going. It writes itself.
Just Steal the Win. Just Steal the Win. 20-1.
Okay, you're on your own now.
Okay. Honor Mary, 20-1.
That's Marie.
You don't know that.
I'm reading it. It's Honor Marie.
Or Mary. Just a Touch is 10-1. You want to read 9?
Sure. It's T.O. Password.
No, that's 10.
No, that's a T.O.
Ah, no, number 9 got scratched. Sorry.
Wow. here's where you just sit there for a minute. T.O. Password at 30-1. Forever Young, 10-1. Track Phantom at 20-1. West Saratoga at 50-1. Endlessly 30-1. Let's see. Domestic Product is 30-1.
I like that name a lot for a horse.
Domestic Product?
I do, yeah.
How about Grandmo the First? Grandmo the First is a 50-1. Fierceness, there's your favorite, a 5-2. Let's see. Strong. It's right up there, one of the top two.
I was trying to do my math.
Stronghold is a 20-1. Resilience is a 20-1. Society Man is 50-1. And Epic Ride, there are no odds listed on that one.
30-1 is what CBS Sports says.
30-1. You've seen a lot of 20, 30-1, some 50-1s. Very few with the lower odds. Not a lot of 10-1s in this.
No, there's not. Linda.
What?
What one of those horse names, if you can recall any of them, stood out to you? Who's your pick to win the Kentucky Derby?
Oh, of course it's Forever Young.
Forever Young.
Yeah, yeah, that would be good.
10-1. Good pick. You're wrong.
Okay.
Because the winner, the winner is Track Phantom. That is the by far the coolest name of any of the horses in here. Track Phantom, that is great. It's like a phantom. You don't even see it. It's running so fast. Track Phantom's winning this thing 10-1.
Incorrect. The correct response is Catching Freedom. 8-1 odds. A name like that, we're getting it. We're going to catch the Freedom. Catching Freedom wins the Kentucky Derby.
All right. So we've got Forever Young, Catching Freedom, and, of course, the winner, Track Phantom, 20-1, my pick.
Okay.
So will you watch the pre-races and everything like that?
Oh, yeah. Yes. So the party I go to, it's live. So everybody gets all happy, and they're pretend gambling.
Pretend gambling?
Yeah. Yeah, we pretend it's legal in the state of Colorado now. Well, is it at these private parties? I don't know.
Yeah, no, we do pretend gambling. Yeah. We pretend drink, and we don't inhale. At my parties too. So
yeah, that's good. That's a good thing to do.
It is.
Pretend. Yeah,
just pretend.
Uh huh.
Linda, we thank you so much for what you do here on the radio with us and allowing us to do Good Morning NoCo every morning. You have been a staple and a figure in the community for years and years, and we really appreciate what you do for our community and making us all a little bit more stylish out there.
Oh my gosh! Well, I appreciate you having me on because this is a great town, and we all look perfect. Right?
Hey, Linda Winter for mayor. John Gates term limited.
Watch out.
Brian is saying that I don't. But
I didn't say anything.
You did.
I pointed and shook my head at
Linda, thanks so much.
Thank you.
We will hang out because we're going to model those hats for you.
Oh, yay, okay.
Show everybody out there. 9:26 the time. Let's get a break. You're listening to Good Morning NoCo.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.